Now, go anywhere in the world and you'll probably find a GAA club to join. There have been expanding in Asia with 23 now up and running compared with just 4 back in 1996. Young Gaelic players from across Asia gathered in Vietnam at the weekend to celebrate the Asian Youth GAA Championship, or the AYC. Our reporter Sheila Nocton was in Hanoi to meet them.
Hello everyone, glad to have you here today. Welcome to the 2025 Asian Youth Championship.
Come on, Ming, you get that? Go on, get it. Oh, no. Excellent, keep going, buddy.
Caitlin Avine Tobin, I play for Gaelic Cubs in Singapore.
John Woodamu Collins, I play for Nafina in the south of Vietnam, located in Ho Chi Minh City.
Tianan, and I play for the Thailand LGAA.
Long. I'm from Vietnam. I'm 11 years old. I play for Reigate in Vietnam, Hanoi.
Kate Mun, and I have played for about 10 years, and I'm from Shanghai, China.
The voices of just some of the Asian youth players there from teams across the continent as they limbered up to take part in this year's Asian Youth Championship in Vietnam. From humble beginnings 10 years ago, when youth players in Asia played a demo match at the Adult Asian Gaelic Games, to what is now a growing, dedicated youth championship for Asia's future David Cliffords and Cor Stauntons. For the second time, the Viet Celts GAA club based in northern Vietnam were hosting in Hanoi, and this time the event was even bigger. Here's their club chair, Daniel Burke.
So we've got about 250 kids altogether, clubs from Ho Chi Minh down in the south of Vietnam, Singapore, Thailand and Shanghai as well here. Hanoi especially, we've got lots of kids playing Gaelic football and the majority of them are Vietnamese. We've made sure that the game is free for everybody, so thanks to the Global Game Development Fund that pays for our pitches. So we have that on a Saturday and a Sunday, that's open to everybody, but also we're in international schools as well. So we're very lucky here that we've got coaches willing to give up their time after school. That's really what's built the interest here, is the kind of rivalry between the schools. So it's like we've already had some kids break through from the youth system to play in the adult game.
Like any good GAA competition, many clubs were looking forward to meeting and taking on old rivals, like Shanghai and Vietnam, which were told as a rivalry reminiscent to that of Dublin Kerry. So what preparation and development is going on to take on old frenemies across Asia? Here's James Tobin, General Manager of the Singapore Gaelic Cubs.
I think it was 2004 we started the Underage Youths Club. And that club today has an active membership between 60 and 70 playing kids. Singapore was really where we pushed with youth development, brought in official coaching. Numerous coaches that we have on the roster are actually GAA certified. And then they become trainers. Parents who want to get better at the game and want to be able to train kids. That's what development is.
My name is Emma Mala and I'm from County Roscommon and I'm the coach of Thailand Youth Gaelic Football Team. Thailand Gaelic Football has been, you know, in existence for many years, but it's only in the last 2 years that the youth program got up and running. So it is growing. We have about 30 to 40 children every Sunday morning, and we have children from age 6 all the way up to age 16. Our Thai children predominantly come from some of our charity partners, but we also have a total mix in of other nationalities.
Jenny, you defender. And then Amy and Fuang Yi, you want to be the forwards?
This year's Asian Youth Championship saw a special guest fly into Vietnam for the occasion.
It's really a phenomenal experience when you come over here and you're so used to just being in Ireland. And then you come here and you see such a multicultural experience.
President of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, spoke to us in Hanoi.
I have set up a strategic review of the entirety of global GAA, world GAA, just to see where are we at this point in time and how do we need to develop. Because while there's plenty of opportunities, particularly here in Asia, there's also challenges as well. There are things that we have to do at our end that can make it easier to promote the GAA and to grow the GAA in these countries. One of the things that we will probably need to do is to take another look at our rule book and have an addendum, specific addendum for World GAA that makes it easier for World GAA to function.
Of course, none of this would be possible if not for the commitment and talent of these aspiring all-stars. So before the final whistles blew, we heard from young players across Asia about why they love GAA.
I saw that it was very interesting, so I decided to give it a shot. Since you have to work together, I made more and more friends, and it's made me really happy.
I just knew, because like my friend said, it's fun and it's easy to learn, so I tried.
Kicking, I love to kick. It's a part of my culture, and it's really fun to do. I feel like it's a great way to keep exercise while also feeling like a sense of community with everybody around you and having fun.
My old school clothes, so I moved, and then most of the boys play Gaelic football, so I think it's fun, so I try it. And then it was easy to learn.
Oh, this game has everything wins.
Oh,
Effie! Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fantastic stuff. That is Sheila Nocton reporting there from Hanoi. The time is 7:45.